There's an international meeting coming up next year on the origin of life in Japan. Tokyo, they have an international body called the International Society for the Study of the Origin of Life. And there are participants from all over the world, actually. They held this meeting once every 4 years. Next time it's scheduled to be in Tokyo. We are thinking that if we get some material, we're going to present there.
Scientists will come there from around the world?
Oh, yeah. Big, big scientists.
But that bias doesn't require that origin of life is coming.
Oh, yes. Everybody is coming for that 100%.
What is the discussion?
Oh, well, somebody will, you know, I have done this experiment, and this looks very possible that about 4 billion years ago, there was some chemical that gave life.
So if we go there, there'll be a big fight.
It will be very interesting if we can trust on mathematics.
But you can challenge them with this, but why don't you prepare chemical egg and give it to the incubator when that life comes?
Hmm. Yes.
If you cannot do that, then don't talk much. It's a simple thing. Analyze, take a sparrow's egg, small, analyze what chemicals there are, and combine it the same way. Why they do not do that?
Too hard.
And why they talk nonsense? To stay on this point. If they say, yes, we shall do after millions of years, then you should be challenged that you give up your title, doctor, let the sparrow take it. He's doing it. Give up now, that's your title. Don't talk now. The sparrow, without taking any doctorate title, he's doing that. So it is a value of your doctorate title. Challenge him. Seriously challenge. This point, you present science, they cannot do it, it is a satire.
Yes.
It is not possible to be done like that. So his soul is different, complete from the matter. You have to acknowledge it.
When there is a change of
understanding, like this house, a combination of matter. But I am within this room. That does not mean I am this matter. I am within this body, but that doesn't mean I am with this body. This chemical composition is suitable arrangement. That this house is made with bricks, with lime, with stone, with wood. But as a living being, I am not identified with all. similarly, the body, same combination of things, but the life is different.
So even if they could put the chemicals together, a spirit soul would still have to enter in order for it to become...
Yeah.
But my feeling is that even if they make these chemicals, the spirit is never going to come in that medium.
No.
Otherwise...
Because until the priest comes by superior order.
Yes.
Not by your order.
So that's good that now science is trying that in about 50 years or so, at the turn of the century, they have a strong hope that they'll be able to understand the meaning of life from this chemical concept. But when they see that that's not possible, then they have to come around that what they thought was completely losing.
Yes.
In that case, our...
case will be strong.
Oh, yes. Then everybody will accept.
You can challenge it. You cannot do it.
You once said that because people are becoming more educated and scientific-minded, they are rejecting these religions.
Yeah.
So similarly, because they're becoming more educated and more scientific-minded...
So-called educated.
So-called.
They're becoming fools.
But still, they're challenging. But they, for the same reason, will challenge the scientists in due time. Because if they become more scientific-minded, then they will challenge these statements that the scientists never verify. Constantly, they're saying, but they never do anything.
Yeah. Our challenge should be do it. If you cannot do it, then you give up your tractor. Let it go to the chicken. Huh? What is wrong with it? If you say Dr. Chicken. Dr. Frog.
Actually, these theories that there's are taught in high schools and colleges as fact, practically. Like the student at Gainesville was telling us that he was taking zoology and they were teaching evolution. They were saying it wasn't a theory anymore, but it was a proven fact. And he was quite dissatisfied with that.
Proven fact?
Yeah, that's how they're teaching it. They don't even teach evolution as a theory anymore. But they say it's been proven as a fact now, is what they're teaching.
But how is this fact? You cannot do it. Yeah. What is the fact?
They're cheating. There's also a big man in Bombay, who's working on this line. In fact, he's a member of this the International Society for the Study of Origin of Life. Now, they use a Sanskrit word for this life coming from chemicals. They call the jivanu.
Jivan.
Particles of life. So they're also catching this idea that life is nothing but molecules. So along those articles they're also writing from Trombe. So actually it is worldwide, all over this concept. In India, it would be a little more interesting to give seminars on these lines. But in India, in the universities, the reaction will be, my feeling is that it will be a little different. It was like that Dr. Sarma who came yesterday. It's very much along our thought. It's very...
Who wrote the book?
Sarma, yeah. He also
No, not that one.
Indian man.
An Indian gentleman.
Oh.
He has several degrees in the science area.
Oh.
And he has an important post.
Dr. Sarma.
Who came yesterday? From Sanskrit? You know Sanskrit well? From Haridwar?
No. So why don't you take him?
Oh yes, he's very willing to help anything along these lines. But he told me that once we have this Bhaktivedanta Institute and we have this journal out, he told us that he can find some means by which we can get some grant from the government. There are several funding agencies. So, and he's one of the important men for giving grants to this National Institute of Health. And he has several connections with the top rank. Yes. So he was...
Keeps connection with him.
Yeah. And he even wants to write some articles along these lines.
He is favorable to him.
In the Arctic, in offering Arctic, now we blow the conch shell, but coming out the pujari from the altar outside. When the pujari blows the conch shell, what he does is, especially in Atlanta, and I think in some of the temples also, I see. The pujari comes out of the...
Yes, he comes on this side of the altar and blows the conch shell. Is that all right? You should be behind the curtain or in front of the curtain?
Behind the curtain.
You should blow behind.
No. What he does is the pujari comes out where the other devotees are there, behind the curtain, and then blows the console.
To make this sound audible. But there is no harm.
Inside. But this disturbs something to the... whole scene, because he has to remove the chain and cross it, and then...
Why? There's no need.
Yes, we have a chain...
No need of crossing the chain.
But it can be done inside the body, then?
It can be done.
I think they took that from Vrindavan. They, in Vrindavan, they blow the conch shells, they come out onto that little balcony.
I also wanted to ask a question, Srila Prabhupada, on dancing. In the temple room during Arti, especially Mangal Arti, is it not that the devotees should not turn their back while dancing to the deity?
No.
And that they should not bump each other or dance with each other personally, distracting the attention from the deity? Should all the dancing be focused toward the deity?
Sometimes dancing is done here in a peculiar manner.
That is not desirable.
No.
That dancing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying.
You have shown us the feet, changing of the feet, the arms upraised, not with the back to the deity.
They do it out of sentiment, but that is not very good.
Also, there's something. They bump one another with the drum or with each other's bodies. They dance and they bump like this. That is not bona fide, is it? But it's very popular in our movement now.
Yeah. They're inventing.
Yes.
What can I do? If you invent your own ways.
I have a question, Shiva. What point is a householder to know when he should leave his family or her family?
After 50 years old.
50 years old.
Even if
when he's 50 years old, then he can think of leaving household.
What if the spouse is very antagonistic towards Krishna consciousness?
Antagonistic?
It's opposed.
So, that is not the remedy. Because opposed, they give up and become sannyasi, and then again become this. Yes, so. This is not good. Opposition is already there, especially in the Western country. They never exist. So why do you marry? That is understood. Huh? They both the boys and girls train in such a way that there must be opposition. So that is expected, that in your married life there will be opposition. So why do you marry?
He's talking about if you're married before you come to the movement, and one person wants to join the movement and the other person is not very agreeable.
It is that because there is opposition, therefore I give up family life. Unless one is mature, there is no need of artificial giving up. Best thing is if one can remain without marriage, that is very no other way.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go for a while.